Businesses, like most other things, can be good or bad. In his recent book titled The Good Company, Sonoma State Professor of Business Administration Robert Gerling profiles 20 examples that live up to his title. In each case, he says, they share five guiding principles.
First, it has to be financially sustainable. Otherwise, it's not going to exist. Secondly, it has to sustain its people because the people are who creates the value for any corporation. Third, it has to take care of the planet because the earth is the source of all wealth, everything that we produce. And then the community. Good companies are the ones that give back to the community through supporting local basketball teams and Little League and doing community activities. But, you know, some go much further than that. And then finally, they see themselves as part of a global environment and are looking at their supply chain and how it reaches out to the other side of the planet.
These companies can be found in any sector of the business world, Gerling adds, and they can also be any size.
It's perhaps easier for smaller companies and privately held companies simply because it's just easier to control. However, one of the companies in my book is Google, which, as we all know, is one of the largest companies on the planet with one of the largest reaches. So there's no limit in terms of size.
What they do have in common is a commitment to similar values, which are firmly held by the decision makers at the top.
What are the values of the people who are sitting in the decision-making seats in these companies? Do they have the backbone to pursue the values that they learned through their upbringing from their mother, probably, and the community?
In his several-year search for companies that embody these values, Gerling was aided by a group called B Corp, which is a shortened version of Benefit Corporation. They and others have successfully advocated for a change in California law to allow such corporations to freely operate here.
As our corporate law was written, it put the interests of investors above everything else. Destroy the planet, impoverish your employees, doesn't matter. The interests of investors trumps everything else. That's the issue that B Corp was developed to change so that companies, after they were sold, could continue along the path towards sustainability and respect for the environment that their founders may have established. The classic case in that was Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
In some important ways, he adds, this represents a return to the ideals on which the corporate model was founded.
The idea of the corporation was to create social value. It wasn't to enrich a handful of people to some enormous extent and not take care of meeting a social need.
Today, Gerling says, those ideals are gaining traction anew as forward-thinking businesses embrace sustainability as a key to long-term success.
Today in the 21st century, there has been a vast shift into the values people have stood for. We've learned a lot through history. I look at things like the impact of Buddhist thought. There's a book called The Zen of Business Administration. There's been a powerful shift that's taking place. It may be a minority of the leaders in business, but it's certainly a vocal minority and ones that are going to have the biggest impact.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.